From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
The server asks for your drink order, and you answer the question with a question. What do you have by the glass? Stop right there. This is going to cost you more than you realize. I'll explain momentarily.
When you're into wine, the perfect moment can be as simple as a well-chosen bottle, two glasses, and good company. But that perfect moment can be even more special when it includes some very cool accoutrements from EpicStyle.com. Beautiful decanters that are true works of art, preservation systems, extraordinary corkscrews, wildly creative coasters, amazing wine accessories for your table or home bar. And of course, Epic Style's now legendary cork cages. Even a perfect moment can be made a little more perfect with the help of thousands of products from EpicStyle.com.
Unless you're by yourself, if you're ordering wine in a restaurant, try to get others to go in on a bottle if at all possible. There are few things on this planet that have a higher markup than wine by the glass. While that isn't true everywhere, it is true more often than not. Believe it or not, today's wine by the glass markup goes like this. The first glass of wine sold generally pays for the bottle. I'm talking about the wholesale price of the bottle, not retail. But it's still a big chunk of change. Granted, you're also paying for the ambiance, service, etc., but there are about 5 to 6 glasses of wine in that bottle, which means at least a 500% markup, which is not okay in my book. Ordering a bottle is almost always a better deal, and it also reduces the chance of getting a glass of wine that has deteriorated significantly. I can tell you with great certainty that the odds of being served wine that's past its prime are very high indeed. And at 500% markup, you shouldn't stand for it. No matter how much you love wine, sometimes it's just not worth it. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.